From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, National Affairs Bureau Chief Mike Pesca on the Democrats and the question of electability. But we begin today with our regular Monday session of analysis with Slate's Will Salatin. He writes the ballot box column for our partners at the online magazine Slate. Will, I'm feeling so conflicted.
Alex, why are you feeling conflicted?
It's not that kind of analysis, of course. It's political analysis. And coming out of the debate last night in Wisconsin, in this morning's piece, you write that John Kerry is following a pattern that actually was very bad for him last year. Here he is, and the question is, would you see yourself as a wartime president?
See myself, first of all, as a jobs president, as a healthcare president, as an education president, and also an environmental president.
John Kerry at the Democrats' debate last night in Wisconsin. Will Salatin, what did you think of that performance?
That particular line, you know, I'm an education president, I'm an environment president, it reminds me so much of Bush's dad, who used to have a different I'm a this or that president every week or every month. You know, this is why people soured on John Kerry when he was the front runner last year. A guy who was willing to brave bullets in Vietnam has this habit as a politician of never walking into a sentence without leaving himself a way out. In this debate, he was asked a very clear question about whether he would vote yes or no on a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. Now, the answer to the question is he would vote against that amendment if you understand his position on states' rights. But Kerry seems incapable of just giving a clear answer, so he said, well, it depends on the text of the amendment. You know, the funny thing is, John Edwards gave answers that were just as nuanced as Kerry's. You know, he had caveats both ways. But he starts out with a very clear yes or no, and then he explains. Kerry starts out with the explanation, never gets around to the yes or no, and people find that enormously frustrating.
You do say that Senator Edwards seemed to be more confident and decisive in his appearance last night. Here's a little bit of the North Carolina senator speaking in this debate.
Well, that's the longest answer I ever heard to a yes or no question.
That's Senator Edwards making exactly the point that you make about Senator Kerry last night.
Yeah, I mean, there's John Edwards doing what a lot of people thought he should have done 2 or 3 weeks ago when John Kerry started collecting his momentum. You know, now it may be a little too late. The Democratic race is a little bit like a NASCAR race. You know, President Bush just this week went to the Daytona 500 and talked to that race. And a NASCAR race, the job of the driver is to get in front. And once you get in front, it's very hard for anybody to pass you. In the Democratic race for president, Howard Dean was in front for a while, and we would have these debates, and a lot of stuff would get said, but the consensus of the media afterwards was always, nobody really laid a glove on Dean. He's still in front. He's still got the momentum. Nobody can stop him. And then Dean screwed up, and John Kerry got in front. And as long as John Kerry doesn't screw up, the verdict after every debate, including this one, seems to be nobody really laid a glove on Kerry. So here's Edwards finally delivering a pretty good line at Kerry's expense, but it's about 2 or 3 weeks too late, and it may just not be enough to carry Edwards over the top.
What about Howard Dean? He keeps saying he's going to stay in this race no matter what happens on Tuesday, but to what end?
Well, you know, a lot of people think, and I agree with them, that Howard Dean will end up being the leader of a movement. He has a whole bunch of people who are very committed to him, so committed that they're shelling out a lot of money over the internet. So he knows who they are, they know who each other are, and they're all networked, and they believe in him enough to spend money. That is the recipe for a long-lasting movement. So his task now is to figure out how he can sort of gracefully exit the race, since he can't win any primaries, while at the same time continuing his campaign as some kind of movement, pursuing some objective other than the nomination for president.
Finally, Will, back to the question of President Bush and his service in the National Guard. The White House released what it said were all non-medical records of Mr. Bush's service in the Guard on Friday. Perhaps this is going to put an end to this controversy over his service during Vietnam.
Well, the White House certainly hopes so. The problem is the one document that the White House released that indicates that Bush was definitely in Alabama doing his doing something that was required of him as part of his Guard service was a dental exam, records from this dental exam. And, you know, the White House sort of suggested, well, see, that proves he was there. But the problem is that only proves he was there on one day for one medical exam. We have at the same time other documents that indicate that he failed to take a medical exam that was necessary and resulted in him losing his flying privileges for a while.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin. He writes the Ballot Box column for our partners at Slate Magazine. Will, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.